love.
Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Jesse May, booty boo. I'm here for you on 420. Aren't you excited you're here with me? Poom poom. Happy 420. It's a little late. I'm high in my hotel room. I just got done having dinner with Randy and Lopper from Columbus, Ohio. We just did our 420 show at the Columbus Funny Bone. And I smoked a lot of weed. Chaplin's high as well. I have HGTV Flip or Flop Vegas. I mean, isn't all of Vegas a flop? I feel like it's just the fancy hotels, a bunch of hookers, and a bunch of businessmen in the middle. Fancy lights. And then once you get outside the strip, it just looks like Syracuse, New York. Or like any town, USA. What the fuck? Someone's calling me. Let's see who this is. Hello? Peluso? Yes, this is Miss Peluso. I have an outside call coming in. Okay. Okay, how do I answer the outside call? Okay. I have an outside call coming in. This should be really interesting. The music is playing. Can you guys hear it? I'm waiting on the line here. Somebody's... I have an outside call. Who would call me at a hotel room? What is this? The 1980s? Hello? Anna? Did you go to the show?
Oh, I'm glad you got to come to the show, girl.
I was wondering, I was like, who's calling me on the phone right now? I'm glad you got to come. You had a good time? Aw. I'm so happy. I'm so happy you had a good time. I went crazy on everybody. That crowd was wild, huh? Everyone was high. Oh, you're so sweet. Oh, girl, you're so sweet. If I wasn't leaving tomorrow, I'd be like, yo, let's go, Blaze. You're welcome. Thank you for giving me a call. I appreciate it. You too. Happy 420, girl. Bye. That's so funny. So the phone call was this really sweet girl who worked the front desk at my hotel, and I gave her tickets to come to the show. I was like, who the fuck is calling me at 546 Page of Meat in the morning? She was calling me to thank me for the tickets, which is so nice. You know, when people show appreciation, do that more in your life. People who expect shit are fucking assholes. No one should... You're not guaranteed anything in this life. And especially if you have... Oh my God, look at me trying to preach and I'm burping like a motherfucker in the microphone. People who have, you know, the ability to order whatever food they want, get whatever car they want, pay their rent on time... have no right to bitch, and they should be more appreciative, because people who don't have that tend to be a little bit more appreciative because they know what it feels like to not have things that you need just to for a basic existence, you know, just for basic survival. So that's sweet that she called me and said thank you. What a nice young lady. The world doesn't have enough nice young ladies. I mean, I'm here, but I was raised by a nice young lady. My mom is pretty dope. She smokes a little bit of weed, and then she gets real giggly. My mom is like 90 pounds, and she's just 90 pounds and has the ability to still control me like she's a war veteran or like an army general, you know? She just looks me in the face and stabs her sharp nail into my side and still tells me what to do as an adult. And I do it because I'm terrified of her. 90 pounds of pure fury. Fury. Where the fuck am I? Columbus has been a lot of fun, man. I've got other shows coming up. Let's see where I'm gonna be. Make sure you guys come out to some shows, see me live. I just dropped my fucking phone, son of a bitch. I got butterfingers because of this marijuana. I was just in New York, filming in New York, writing for a new show on VH1 that's going to be coming out soon called Talk 30 to Me. So look for that. I've also taped 3 episodes of Comedy Knockout on True TV. That should come out soon. I also performed at Bananas Comedy Club in New Jersey, which as a comedian, to perform at Bananas Comedy Club in New Jersey is a very special, special thing. Because it's one of those comedy clubs that's just legendary in the comedy culture, and this, especially stand-up comedians. Like, if you say you've performed at Bananas, that's almost like saying like you went to Vietnam. Because Jersey has a unique breed of people who come out. But it's a great club, and I had a fun time. I had my boy Marty Caproni with me. I had Jeff Gurian, who also, if you are a comedian and you don't know who Jeff Gurian is, you may not be a comedian. He is a New York City staple, also a legend in his own right, who was going to do my podcast when I was in New York, but because of my taping schedule, it just was too chaotic. So if you're listening to this, Jeff, I'll have you on next time I'm in New York. I got so drunk after my show on Friday night for when I was at Bananas. I think it was like the 7th of April. God, I've been away for so long. I've been away from my apartment for almost 3 weeks working. I have a chaplain with me because he's the easiest to travel with. I was going to bring Bunny, but that bitch, man, she acts like she's all tough and independent, and she's really emotional and needy. I just realized that I am Bunny. Oh, did you just describe yourself, Jessie Mae? No, that was my dog. I've been away for so long, but after the show on like the April 7th in Bananas in New Jersey, I decided to go to my old bar where I used to work before I did stand-up comedy full-time. And if you ever find yourself in New York City, go to Puffy's Tavern, ask for Charlie Garriga, who is one of my best friends, who owns the bar, and tell him I sent you. He'll probably shit in your shot glass, but you know what? Consider that a lucky omen from the Godfather himself. But I decided to go to Puffy's and have a couple cocktails with a couple of my comedy friends and a couple of my regular friends. And the thing about living in LA is that you drive everywhere. I drive everywhere in LA. So because of that, you know, my tastes have changed as far as what I decide to put in my body. I drink less because I don't like to drink and drive. So I smoke more because it's just easier to smoke and drive. I feel like one of these days I'm just going to get arrested from me saying too much on a podcast or on Weeds Day. Weeds Day, if you don't know, is a show I do every Wednesday on Facebook Live at 420. So join me, 420 Eastern Standard. So I went to Puffy's Tavern, and when I was living in New York, I drank like I lived in New York because you don't have to drive everywhere. People in New York City tend to be more drinkers than pot smokers, especially because it's not legalized. So they're not smoking as much pot in New York as they are in LA and vice versa. You know, there's still drinkers in LA, but you got to drive everywhere. So there's a lot more DWIs in LA. So I thought I still, like, it's that sort of muscle memory. Right when I got into the bar, I thought I could drink like I used to drink. I had 2 shots at the show, 2 drinks and a beer, and that was within like 3 hours. I weigh 120 pounds. I got to Puffy's at like midnight. Between the hours of midnight and 4, I proceeded to have 3 more shots of tequila, 4 more cocktails, and maybe a beer. And I ended the night by spinning around a bus stop pole like it was a stripper pole. Total basic bitch shit. I was so drunk, I'm like, oh my god, take a picture. Look at me. I'm spinning around a pole like a basic bitch. So drunk. My friend had to put me to bed. Thank you, Rebecca. I love you dearly. Rebecca, who's my photographer friend, had to put me to bed. Thank God she didn't bring her fucking camera. Oh, no, she did bring her camera out that night. I have photos of me on the bus stop pole. You know, sometimes in life, it's okay to walk down memory lane. As long as you don't drink and drive down memory lane. And I walk and drink I walk and drink down memory lane. So that's how you can compromise a little nostalgia in your life if marijuana and alcohol are also involved. I got so drunk, she had to put me to bed. I woke up with a note next to my bed, and I kept the note. I've got it someplace. She basically was like, "Dear Jesse, I waited until you fell asleep. You passed out pretty fast. Call me in the morning to let me know that you're okay. Love, Bex." I mean, she's like, bitch. Basically, she's like, bitch, don't die. Because I don't want people to think I'm responsible. I want people to know that I took care of your ass. Please don't die. Love, Rebecca. That's what that shit says. That's a true friend right there. She put me to bed. I woke up with my boots on and my jacket on. And she said she put me to bed without my boots and jacket. So in the middle of the night, I must have put my jacket and boots on like I was about to go outside and be in the world. I had no business being in the world. I think I just made it to the bathroom, took a shit, and then went back to bed with boots and a jacket on. You got to live your life, and it's okay to go down memory lane. Just know to stay in your lane, Jessie Mae. You don't drink like that anymore. You're not about that life. You really need to shake it off, be a grown-up, and stop drinking like you're in your 18s. You're not in your 18s anymore. You have to grow the fuck up. It's 420, guys. Are you guys smoking? I smoked so much weed today. I still have so much weed in my hotel room. It's all over the table. And we went and stuffed our faces at a little restaurant over here. It was so delicious. My favorite thing about smoking weed is giggling my ass off and eating food after and it tasting amazing. That's what good weed does. Good weed, you're like, what is this? This is so good. Have you guys tried this? And they're like, it's water. Water? Oh, it's so wet. How do they get it to be so wet? Once it hits your lips. I love it. I love weed. I don't smoke it every day. That's a lie. Okay? I wake up and I'm like, today I'm not going to smoke. And by the end of the day, I'm like, good try. Good try. You know what? You gave it the old college effort. I like to wake up, smoke, have a cup of coffee, and go about my day. I don't want to take Adderall and Ritalin and all those other Xanax, all those other horrific drugs that have side effects that are basically the ailment motivator for the reason why you took the drug in the first place. It's a vicious cycle. But I don't drink as much anymore, and I was hungover for like 4 days. It was so painful. I just can't wait to get home. When I get home to LA, I'm going to take my pants off as soon as I walk in the door. It's my favorite thing to do when I get home from the road. I literally strip all my clothes off because I don't like airplane clothes. You got to wash those clothes immediately. Everyone's sneezing and farting, and you don't know who put what on the seat before you. I take those clothes off. I get buck naked. I roll up a J. I put on some Netflix, and I diffuse for a few minutes. And then I run around like a crazy person putting all my shit away. So it's like 2 minutes of calm and then 37 minutes of pure fury where I'm just unpacking all my shit. And I put everything away that day. I don't like to have shit out. I don't like to have anything out. I'm a clean freak when it comes to that shit. I'm like a hermit crab. And then I lay around pantless and watch Netflix with my dogs. That's my heaven. So if anybody out there is about that life, please send me an email at jessiemaypelusocomedy@gmail.com. But make sure you guys come see me live. I'm off the road for a little bit to visit my family. I'll be back in New York filming, taping, finishing up the filming for the first and second week of May. May 11th, 12th, and 13th, and 14th, I'll be in Canada at the Comic Strip in Edmonton. That's May 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th. May 18th to the 20th, I'm at Hyenas in Dallas, Texas. I'm sorry, Hyenas at Fort Worth, Texas. That's the 18th to the 20th. Then May, June 8th through the 10th, I'm at Hyenas in Plano, Texas, in Dallas, Texas. And then a couple places after that. But, you know, let's get to that when those times come a little bit closer. Take on me, take on me. I don't know why that song just came into my head. I hope you guys enjoyed Weeds Day. I'm going to keep it short and sweet this time because it's kind of a surprise episode. I will put together a little bit more of a consistent schedule for Sharp Tongue once we get a little bit more organized with where we're going to put it, because I'm in a little bit of a transitional time, as you guys know, and my website should be back up soon. There was a bunch of malware that infected it. I feel pretty good that my website has more diseases than I do. I think as an adult, that means I've achieved. I've made it. I've succeeded in life. Basically, my website has STDs. It's got the herp, the clap, and chlamydia. And I'm over here chilling like, disease-free, bitch. Get your weekends together. Put a condom on it. So the website should be up soon with all my tour dates. You can buy tickets. We're going to have merch up there soon as well. Shout out to Charlie at Puppy's Tavern, my homeboy, my family. Jules O is one of my besties in New York. If you need organization in your life, hit her up. Organize New York. Organize NY. My girl Rebecca, she's over there doing a photography thing. Follow the stars on Instagram. Shout out to my peeps. Rebecca's the one who got me to bed safely, so definitely give her a shout out. And most of the photos you see of me online are taken by her. So, zinga, zinga, zing, dong. I'm going to go finish my munchies in the kitchen. I've got some snacks in there for me. Snacks on snacks on snacks on snacks. I really enjoyed my Weeds Day. Thank you for everybody who came out to the show. Oh, wait, it's 420, not Weeds Day. But you can check out Weeds Day on my Facebook fan page. And Hilarious is going to be coming out soon. And as always, don't forget, if you're in the LA area, our dispensary has gone live on Weed Maps. The dispensary is called La Flora Organica. We're live on Weed Maps right now. And the way to find us is to go to Midtown LA as the area on Weed Maps and select Herbolution Organics. That's the company, Herbolution Organics. And if you guys mention this podcast, you get a free joint or a free gram of your choice. So you can look on the menu and pick a free gram. Just mention Sharp Tongue Podcast and let them know Jesse May sent you. And if you refer a friend, you also get a free joint or a gram. So yeah, La Flora Organica is live on Weed Maps. Please tell all your friends if they're in the LA area to check out our product. We have organic weed provided to us from Honey Bear Farms. So I'm very excited. And the shop floor will be open soon, so you guys can come and check that out. Come see the actual shop. Let me know when you want to come by. We're going to be doing podcasts from there, so it's going to be a lot of fun. I hope you guys had a dope 420. Be safe. Love each other. Put a finger in the butt tonight.